This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, listen, I'm just itching to get on this topic, but I just noticed some things over the weekend, and it really jacked me up. Youth talk for saying making me very angry. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. When the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham, friends, directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them to protest. Folks, I mean, this is exactly what the problem is in this country. Now, I know it's my job to give you the answers, and I am giving you the answers, friends, but I'm also separating the sheep from the goats in the process of using the Word of God. Read Hebrews 4:12 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Jesus continuously divides through the truth. And keep in mind, he didn't come into the world to bring peace. He came in to bring war, division, variance between right and wrong. Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. That is the church's job. But we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is just this. What's going on in Minneapolis? Went down, took some time. I'll highlight that in just a second here. But we're going to be talking about, can you imagine what the state, the government, and the mainstream media and their useful idiots would have done to the person or people that have helped George Floyd, if they would have helped him, if they would have intervened on his behalf from that rogue murdering police officer? I want you to think about it, friends, because right when I started to pay attention again as to what was transpiring here, being played out in real time, I started to think, oh my gosh, can you imagine if someone would have stood up on the behalf of George Floyd, an interposition between him and that rogue murdering police officer. How the state would have spun it and how the mainstream media would have spun it had he lived. I'm going to get to that in just a moment as well. Before we get to that, I want to tell you, I took some time, drove down there yesterday. South Minneapolis, went through North Minneapolis, went through downtown Minneapolis, and then we went up through Uptown. And when we were going through Uptown Minneapolis, Lake Street is where all this stuff occurred. And we noticed it was very vast. There was businesses all up and down that section of Minneapolis, the Uptown area. Further east, when you go south to South Minneapolis, you want to go left, you're driving east, and you start to see all of these buildings being boarded up. And so in the process of doing that, you couldn't really tell the difference between what was vandalized, right? What businesses were actually vandalized by looters and rioters, because there were so many of them boarded up. In other words, they could have boarded them up to prevent any damage being done to their shops or their businesses. So we drove block after block after block after block. Didn't see any military, by the way, the way that the mainstream media is reporting. Didn't see any of that in South Minneapolis. And then we kept driving further south, and we noticed again it was very vast. There was a lot of buildings that had boarded windows. One thing we continuously noticed was Black Lives Matter all over everything. And I want to tell you something. One thing that really bothered me as to what I seen in South Minneapolis yesterday were the businesses were black owned. they gave the message. They painted on their boarded up windows, black owned. So again, the very things that they claim that they're advocating for, they're actually condemning themselves. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They're condemning one side for what they're guilty of. But when they start putting, you know, black owned here, that really bothers me, because it diffuses the whole purpose in which, again, they claim to be advocating for. So we kept driving down the street. We kept going deeper into what allegedly took place. I mean, folks, in the front of the papers, it was like there was like this huge war going on, right? And I kind of expected what I was going to see as to what I was going to see. Remember William Randolph Hearst said, you know what, you furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. Listen to me. You furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. As a matter of fact, on many of the headlines, they're using a picture of police in military tactical gear with Humvees. And then you have some, again, they're using the blacks, and they have the blacks looking over at the police and police lines. We didn't see that, friends. We didn't see any of that. We did see the target that was partially burned down. We did see the things that were written on the side of the buildings. But we're also aware of the fact that in Minneapolis here, someone jumped on this crisis that took place concerning George Floyd getting murdered by that rogue police officer to attempt to come in and control the narrative. We also know that the chief of police, as did the governor and the mayor, say that the people, 80% of the people that are being arrested in Minneapolis for rioting and for looting, friends, are not from Minneapolis-St. Paul. That's solidified. We've confirmed that. It's also interesting to note that Black Lives Matter is a George Soros-funded organization. One of 200 subversive organizations, because his objective is to destroy America before he dies and ends up in hell where he belongs. Riches profit, not in the day of wrath, Georgie. Just wanted to let you know that. Also wanted to let you know that no man's able to save his soul alive. Yes, I know we're under judgment, but understand Scripture. The bad guys that are being used to judge or chastise a nation are judged much harsher. And very harshly. And so anyways, one of the things that's transpiring in Minnesota here is this. When the protests began, they were peaceful. And then the chief of police said there was a shift going on later on that night. It was as if someone came from the outside to create an internal war. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Because we see, friends, there's film out there alleging police officers were actually doing a lot of the window breaking. We got that on video. We also got the picture of the police officer with his mask on, and I put a question mark to it, of course. But this is nothing new under the sun, and this is nothing new in America. They send in provocateurs because they want to incite domestic insurrection so they can bring in and wield more power over its subjects. That's exactly what's going on here in Minneapolis. We also know that in other states, like in North Carolina, we have video posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, where we actually see individuals being paid off to protest, caught red-handed. Okay, I just want to let you know what's going on here. I went down there. I'm not giving you a witness through hearsay. I'm giving you a witness because I've seen all of this with my own eyes. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some more details as to what's rolling out in real time in the state of Minnesota here. And then we're going to get to the topic as well. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles every day, folks, combating the lies to the propagandists and the useful idiots in the CIA-controlled mainstream media. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. You can do the same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the video. Join us on live chat. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, friends. I want to make you aware of some of the things that are being talked about on live chat right now, or some people are just talking about. You can't believe a thing that the media says. No, you really can't. But it's also interesting, again, and I've used this a million times, but 94% of the people say they don't believe it. Right? And how many people trust the government? They have 11% approval rating. Okay? That's how many people don't trust these two resources of one an entity and the other a scam being controlled by the CIA on so many different fronts. But as I just said, and I've been saying this for years, you deal with corruption in government, you deal with the CIA-controlled media, your problems are going to pretty much go away, friends. And the only way that that's going to happen is when you repent before God, before your just and holy God for your sins. 2 Corinthians 7:10, Acts 20, verse 21. Read them when you get a moment. Remember what Waldo Emerson said? You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. That's exactly what's happening here. You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. See how this is all spreading from Minneapolis simultaneously across the United States of America? Isn't that interesting? Peaceful protest. That's how it started here in Minneapolis. And the police chief said that just before you knew it, all of a sudden there was a shift. What was that shift? Well, someone wanted to basically hijack the narrative, and that's exactly what they did. And then they took it nationwide. Hey, I got a question for you. What happened to the coronavirus? Whoa. Well, I guess they're telling protesters now to stand 6 feet apart. I'm not making this up. This is how stupid that they expect that you'll be. This is how stupid they want you to be, friends. But again, what's going on here? I was in Minneapolis yesterday. I didn't see what they were talking about. Yes, it was vast, but I think a lot of it was precautionary. They were boarding up their businesses so nothing would happen. We've seen the damage did in part to Target. That was in the papers. Okay, we've seen one side of it. We also seen a lot of comments from Black Lives Matters, like kill the cops, so on and so forth. Folks, no protester, peaceful protester saying kill cops. Because this police officer, Mr. Chauvin, does not represent the police force in Minneapolis. Okay, he's just a bad apple. Just like in so many other organizations or agencies. He's just a bad apple. He doesn't represent everybody else. And by the way, just to let you know that this individual, Chauvin, too, also, the man that was responsible for suffocating to death, Mr. George Floyd, he also had, like, I believe, 10 to 15 complaints, filed complaints against him. So it shows you that he was left to himself to go ahead and do it again. And you can see what happens when you leave corruption alone, friends. You can take this so many different ways and on so many different fronts. But the fact of the matter is you see what happens when you leave people without consequence concerning their violation of law. I don't care if he's a cop or not. He had 10 to 15 complaints filed. But again, let's go back to Minneapolis here. I just got done sharing with you, friends, that there were police officers that were identified, and I put a question mark until more things come to the surface here, but this is nothing new. Provocateurs are constantly sent in to create the problem so the government can come in behind them and play the problem solver. That's what happened with the police. We got him on video, and then we got his picture as well, and then we put a question mark, and I said, sure looks like him, doesn't it? And then I'm waiting for people to comment. Folks, I don't think there's any denying that it's him. And then if you go over to North Carolina, friends, we have video. I have it playing right in front of me right now. It's interesting because there's no construction going on where the people are protesting, but they got four cones in front of bricks that can be picked up with their hand and thrown through business windows. There's no construction there. Why are those bricks placed in front of all these businesses with windows? Nobody knows where the windows came, or nobody knows where the bricks came from. Okay, so a lot of this stuff is pre-staged, friends. And again, don't doubt. Remember Ferguson, Missouri. Remember all the young people were beginning to tell the media that there's provocateurs that were sent in. These people aren't from Missouri. Look at how they're acting. That's not what we're doing. Even a few of them were even on the verge of being recruited. Well, we have that on film, too, concerning what's going on in certain cities going on across the United States of America, where they're actually, I'm watching this guy right now on video, paid protesters. And again, I put thoughts, please. Okay? But you can clearly see he grabs money out of his pocket and he gives it to the guy and he goes and tells him what he's supposed to do concerning protests. Again, nothing new under the sun. I want to, as a side note, we had some of these fools, these paid protesters, because they are. We had some of these paid protesters say that we're going to be coming rural now. Well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, you protesters, you want to come rural, why don't you just let us know if you're for sure going to give us a green light on that one? Because if you do, I'll give you my address. Because that will be your first mistake, and it'll be your last mistake. I mean, folks, this is how ignorant these people have become. They come out rural, and they go on people's private property. Well, they're basically committing suicide is what they're doing. But, folks, it's just a tactic to paralyze people through the use of fear again. Is it real? I'm sure much of it is real. But the real stuff, friends, is coming from the peaceful protesters. Those that are rioting, those that are looting, folks, they're paid. A lot of these people are paid. And they don't care one way or another. This isn't about, to them, it's not about maintaining civil society. No, it's about them destroying civil society and going in for getting what they feel that they've got coming to them. That's what this is. Okay? And they're just as bad as the Chauvins, the rogue police officers, friends. But that's my update. I will tell you this, on the way back out of South Minneapolis, we drove all the way around again just to see. We were looking for the damage that was done. And we seen very little of it. Very little of it, friends. And we went pretty much the whole length of where this all allegedly took place, which it did take place in part, okay? And when we were coming back from Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, we noticed that they had 8 to 10 Humvees parked downtown Minneapolis. There was nobody in Minneapolis, literally, friends. I mean, just the cars were so sparse and spread apart. It was almost like, well, it was Sunday, I guess, so I can give it that. But the fact of the matter is it was pretty dead. But what were those Humvees doing in Minneapolis? That's not where this was going on, right? Well, maybe they just put that there to basically prevent more damage to buildings in downtown Minneapolis. I know not. Then, one more thing, they had a video come out, and people were declaring that it was Minneapolis-St. Paul, and the police were basically with, again, tactical gear on, and then they had about 10 to 12 police officers in regular uniform walking behind them, walking up and down the streets, allegedly, of Minneapolis, right, South Minneapolis, telling people to get back in their homes. And in one particular case, the guy that was filming the police coming down the street, the way these cops were talking to the people, they were defeating the whole purpose, friends. They were actually advocating again. Here's the message. Here's the message. The message is from good citizens in Minneapolis to the police force, we are not going to put up with this anymore, okay? Outside of all those that are rioting and looting, okay? They're sick and tired of injustice, okay? Delayed justice is injustice, and that's exactly why it got to the point of where things got. That's a fact, okay? They waited how many, 3 to 4 days before they even did anything with that guy? No, they created the storm by allowing the storm, okay? Instead of coming in and enforcing the law against the criminal immediately, they waited for things to evolve into what they evolved into. But I want to tell you this, friends. Those police officers that were walking down the streets shouting at the people, allegedly in Minneapolis, telling them to get back into their house. You should have heard the way that they were talking to the people. It got to the point where the guy that was actually filming the police officers, where they told him, about 3 or 4 police officers stopped, and they said, go ahead and light them up. And I believe what they have is they have paintball. They have these slugs they can shoot at you, right? And so what they did is they were sitting on their balcony filming them walk down the street. And one police officer, if you want to call him that, says to him, go ahead and light him up. And so what they do is they turn and they start shooting at him in their house until they went back into their house. Isn't that what just created all of these riots? Does that sound like a police officer to you? I'll tell you what, when you hear them, friends, it doesn't sound like a police officer to me. And I'll tell you what, these thugs that want to keep acting that way, if you don't want to listen to what's going on right now, you're going to get yours sooner or later. You're going to get what you have coming sooner or later because you are a provocateur and people aren't going to put up with it. That's just common sense. You can oppress the people for so long before they stand up and finally deal with you. And I don't care who you are, you're always going to meet your match. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. 1-866-582-9933. I want to come back, friends, and I want to ask you the question, what would have happened if someone would have helped George Floyd? Okay?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
George Floyd's brother is leading a prayer vigil at the site of his death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Speaking at that prayer vigil, Terrence Floyd has a message for everyone.
Do this peacefully. Please. My brother moved here from Houston, and I used to talk to him on the phone. He loved it here. He started driving truck. He was good. I know. He would not want y'all to be doing this.
Minnesota's public safety commissioner says it doesn't appear that a driver intentionally plowed into a group of protesters on the interstate. At a briefing, John Harrington said the driver who was on Interstate 35W yesterday was speeding. Harrington added that the driver panicked when he saw protesters on the freeway. The driver has been arrested. Governor Tim Walz commended many protesters who went to protect the driver. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the violence and looting that's been going on undermines the whole message behind peaceful protests.
Protest that crosses into violence is counterproductive to the message. It undermines the message. It cedes the moral high ground, and it strengthens the hand of those on the other side of the debate.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. China is reacting to the United States pulling out of the World Health Organization. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting. After the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power, politics, and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to tell you this, and again, it's important for me to respond to some of the things that people are talking about on live chat right now. Jason just said just a couple minutes ago that the whole event is a psyop. Floyd is probably still alive. I know for a fact that Floyd is not alive, and I also know the EMT that actually picked up the body, okay? So this is what I'm talking about. You have to get it from the source. And this is how these stories begin, is people, you know, they speculate, and then people will take it and say, well, so-and-so said, and that's not what he said, it was a question mark, like Jason just said. He's probably, okay? He didn't say he was, he said he probably was. Folks, we have to make sure as to the things that we say that they're confirmed. And we don't need to get them from hearsay, we need to get them from the source. And that's exactly what I got concerning that, because I knew that was going around concerning George Floyd. Was he dead? Was this a show? Was it a psyop? Look at the guys that picked him up. They had body armor on. Well, there was a whole crowd of people around that situation. Remember that were protesting what Chauvin was doing. And that other cop, that was what they were doing, put them, as a matter of fact, the cop that was defending Chauvin, well, he had his knee in George Floyd's neck. He was pushing bystanders backwards, literally and physically. And so, with that said, we know that they came in, they had body armor, but we also know that one of the individuals that picked up his body all the well knew that he was dead. As a matter of fact, there's even radio correspondence going back and forth that's now available where you can hear where they already knew that he was dead, but they didn't. It's interesting. They knew that he was dead, but they didn't release it to the people until they spun it the direction that they wanted to spin it. And we're hearing, folks, we're also hearing as to how George Floyd died. They're trying to do their best to spin it another direction right now and say, well, he had heart issues. He had, you know, he had alcohol in his blood. He had alcohol poisoning. We just heard that one today. Folks, baloney. You know what? Don't sit there and try to manipulate what we've seen with our eyes. But this was what's been going on in this country for a long time through the mainstream media and their useful idiots. They want to manipulate and they want to control the narrative every step of the way. And they definitely want to control what you believe and what you don't believe. So let's get to this. I want to ask you, by the way, if you want to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from you. I want your thoughts. 1-866-582-9933. Can you imagine what the state and the mainstream media would have done to the person or the people at large or persons that would have helped George Floyd from that rogue murdering police officer? Because that was the first thing I thought of. When I'm sitting there watching this video, I'm saying to myself, why isn't anybody intervening? Why isn't anybody breaking in on what's going on and pushing Chauvin over so this guy can breathe? He's telling you. He can't breathe. He's saying, please don't kill me, okay? And there's spectators that are sitting there watching this, and yes, they're piping up, and they're basically going after the cops to look after the well-being of George Floyd, but they didn't. They showed no regard whatsoever. So let me bring it a different direction for you, okay? Martin Luther King Jr. said, we may all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. We are, because Scripture tells us that all nations are one blood, right? Acts 17:26. Again, when watching this video of this unruly, disorderly, unrestrained, defiant, and spiteful thug of a police officer, Derek Chauvin choked the life out of George Floyd with his knee driven into his back, I have to say that it was very difficult to watch. I was roasting because I wanted to break through the screen and help him. I really, truly did. And the first thing that I asked myself was, why isn't anyone helping him? That's the first thing that went through my mind. Why isn't anybody helping him? I called my brother. He used to be a former cop. I said, did you watch the video this morning? He said, yeah, I've already had my tizzy fit. He was jacked. He was angry about what's going on. I told my brother when I seen that video, I said, I have to get involved in this one and make sure that we bring justice on this guy. Because he committed the act of murder blatantly right in front of the world. He did. And he did it spitefully and he did it arrogantly. Well, when I told my brother that, he obviously agreed. And I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, that this enraged a nation. It really did. And what's going on in this country is bittersweet in so many different ways. It really is. After watching this video go on for some time, I also noticed another police officer, Tao Thao, who showed no regard for the pleas that were coming from George Floyd when he said that, again, he could not breathe. And George Floyd didn't just say, I cannot breathe. He also said, don't kill me. Read Matthew 24:12. It says, the love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. Now, I want you to imagine with me, if you will, were I to take it upon myself to intervene on the behalf of George Floyd, Matthew 7:2, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's exactly what I believe I would have did if I'd have been there. But let's say that I did intervene and did end up saving George Floyd's life. Now, I want you to take it from a different perspective, okay? If I did intervene and I did end up saving George Floyd's life, the least that would have happened to me would have been the state charging me for disorderly conduct, the least, okay? And also consider that in the process of attempting to save his life, I may have been tased by them, or I may even have been shot to death, saving the life of George Floyd. You do realize that. This is the system in which you live today. And it reminds me again of what the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, said. And he was right when he said it. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Now that's the message that the people are reinforcing today through peaceful protest. Okay? That's the message that they're sending to government. We're not going to tolerate this. And rightfully so. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm on board 100%. But again, I want you to think about this. If I would have interposed, I'd have intervened, okay? And I'd have, as Scripture tells us, I would have grabbed that dog's ears. I would have meddled into that situation that, well, some will say had nothing to do with me. I want to tell you this. I am my brother's keeper. It had everything in the world to do with me, okay? Because my brother was being killed by someone like a Cain that was a murderer, okay? The least that would have happened to me, if I would have helped save George Floyd's life, I would have been charged for disorderly conduct. And or consider in the process of me attempting to save George Floyd's life, I would have been tased or even shot to death. Something's missing in all of this equation. Yes, it is. The living God. When I think of greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers, I also think of the people that were standing there. They could have lost their life in saving his life. But isn't that what real love does? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you know what? The state would have came in, and so would have the mainstream media, and they would have justified that murder. They would have justified the individual that interposed on the behalf of George Floyd in saving his life, but they would have destroyed the person that did it, and if the person got killed in the process, they wouldn't have cared about George Floyd's life whatsoever. They would have highlighted my crimes against the state. That's what they would have done. This is how the American people have been conditioned today. That's how you've been conditioned. Don't look out for your brother. No, don't do that. Mind your own business. It is your business. He is your business. How did those people, how did they sit there and watch that go on and do nothing? Do nothing. Oh, and by the way, you can watch the video. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's right up on the front page. Can you imagine the state and the mainstream media, what they'd have done to the person or people that would have helped George Floyd from that rogue murdering police officer? Okay? You can go ahead, watch the video. And what you'll see on there is you'll also see this Hmong officer. Interesting, isn't it? They talk about the white-on-black crime. Okay? Here we go again. Here's the spin doctors. The whole COVID-19 narrative's fallen to pieces, right? They need something new. Guess what they got? The riot, the crisis that they needed. Remember, never let a good crisis go to waste? That's exactly what they picked up on. Then they began to drive the narrative. They began to drive that narrative, friends, and it's exactly what they're doing. You know what's interesting is they talked about white-on-black crime, but they never said anything about the Hmong police officer that was standing in front of that white man, did they? No, you know why they didn't talk about that or him? Because they didn't want that because it didn't fit their narrative. Read Mark 3:25. Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself, it will not stand. Folks, we got to get over this race issue. I mean, this is elementary stuff. It really is. It really is elementary stuff. Hate is taught, just for the record. And once we begin to realize that we're all in this together, maybe we're going to begin to think a little bit different. How about this? How about the 330 million people that are sick and tired of the lies of the CIA-controlled media and corruption in federal government? How about we stand up and throw them off? How about we stand up and lawfully deal with them rather than taking care of each other or taking each other out? Doesn't that make more sense? Yeah, it does. It totally makes more sense. Because these are the two entities, government friends, and the CIA media and controlled media that are continuously driving the wedge between us in this country. And they're the ones that keep it alive. And that's exactly why, when I was talking on Saturday's show, that's why I brought up Colin Kaepernick and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, man, because the media takes the microphone and the cameras and they continuously put it up to those indoctrinated fools and their mouths, and they continuously breed and fuel and throw in the fire of division concerning the people in this country. When God said, color is not an issue. I made that because I love variety. That's exactly what it is. So do I. My goodness, friends, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. How about we deal with the perpetrators of division? That's what we need to do. Hey, by the way, I want to say this too. It's not about revolution. The governments and the communists, they want a revolution because they want you to think that our form of government doesn't work. No, that's not the problem. The revolution that we want reformation, number one. And number two, if we do want a revolution, it's throwing off the likes of the corrupt politicians and corruption in the media. That's what we want.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about right now, again, just food for thought. Can you imagine what the state and the mainstream media would have done to help the people or the person that would have helped George Floyd from that rogue murdering police officer? Food for thought. I want to reiterate the point, too. Folks, you need to understand the provocateurs are trying to create a revolution. We don't want a revolution. We want reformation. Okay? They want revolution because they want to convince you that our form of government doesn't work. It's not our form of government that doesn't work. It's corrupt politicians that don't work, okay? So if you want to have a revolution, the revolution is going to be the American people throwing off corrupt politicians that we might have reformation, okay? If people would think in this country, folks, they will fall into the pit that they themselves dig every single time. But we have to think things through, okay? Don't just respond to the first thing that comes up from the media, okay? A matter of fact, just in case in point, yesterday they just talked about it on the news there a moment ago. Just yesterday they were talking about how a truck driver, I believe it was a FedEx driver, who drove over a protester. Well, first of all, dummies, don't stand in front of a semi. Okay? Get out of the road. You're not supposed to be there in the first place. Number one. Number two, it came out later on that it was an accident. But how did the mainstream media promulgate the message? You see what I'm saying? They're constantly fueling the fire of hysteria. I want to go back to that one point that I just brought up about reformation and revolution. Listen, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. Hey, folks, the Constitution's there. The enumerated laws are there. And so is man's 10,000 policies that need to be done away with. But consider the men, these cunning, devising devils that continuously create policy that undermine your government and your form of government. Remember what Senator John Glenn said. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. He just told you, America, that he's corrupt. Now he's dead. All liars have their part in the lake of what? Oh, my goodness gracious. Revelations 21:8. How is that game working out for you corrupt politicians? Oh, it doesn't matter, Bradley. I don't believe. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe. You're going to stand before my daddy, and you're going to profess my big brother is Lord. His name is Jesus. Period. Like it or not. Hey, let me also remind you that the devils believe and tremble. Are you really that naive? Well, again, I can go to Psalm 14:1 where it tells me the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. You are a fool, and you know it, and you hold your own deceptions, and you're going to bring yourself to hell if you remain in that position every step of the way. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, someone just posted, one of our contributors, and it bothers me, this headline. Soros and Obama behind Minneapolis incident sparking nationwide riots. I guarantee you, he's a Donald Trump supporter. The headline is, Soros and Obama behind Minneapolis incident sparking nationwide riots. Well, then, how come Donald Trump hasn't prosecuted Barack Hussein Obama for treason, Article 3, Section 3, Number 1. And why is it that George Soros feels free enough? He's a war criminal. Why does he feel that he has the liberty to come to America and create 200 subversive organizations to take down America? George Soros is also the responsible party for saying that America is the stumbling block to the New World Order. Where is Donald Trump's promise of prosecution, friends? See, they don't think, do they? So every time they talk about George Soros and talk about how corrupt Barack Hussein Obama is and Hillary Clinton, keep in mind, these Trump supporters, they're supporting the most impotent president right next to Barack Hussein Obama in the history of America. Where is that DOJ to prosecute these criminals so we don't have to worry about these incidents any longer? See how the game and how the ball is pushed forward, friends? Leave off justice. This is what you put up with, America. You're having riots throughout America today. Why? Because your government has left off justice. That's the problem. Hey, folks, every time we see a crisis in the face of the people, do you ever take the time to realize that this is an exhibition of corruption in government? Don't you take the time and bring about the correlation? This crisis is a lack of justice. Isn't that the promise that they made when they swore to uphold the Constitution? Yes! What's destroying your country? Injustice! What are you dealing with right now? Injustice. Why are people peacefully protesting? Because of the injustice. Listen to the message, America. It's a good one. And I'm talking about the peaceful protesters. Now, I got to get to this because it's important. It really is important. I just asked you the question, what would happen if I'd intervened on the behalf of saving George Floyd's life? I would have been charged for disorderly conduct in the process of saving his life. I'd have probably been tased, or I might even have been shot to death. The state and the media would have justified my killing, and they would have totally ignored the fact that George Floyd's life was preserved. Right? See, the mainstream media, again, working hand in glove with the state in any attempt to justify the unjustifiable for their abuses, they would have reported in the papers that I was the one who was interfering with an arrest by saving George Floyd's life. It would have been reported that I was disorderly and I would have been anti-government or anti-police when the opposite is true. Read Revelations 12, 9 through 11. But then again, that's all you have to do is go back to the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, to understand how you play the game. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Boy, you learn that, friends, and you're going to see this thing perfectly for what it is. Also, line that up, Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Now, to prove the point, let me take it another way. I would have been considered a hero if I would have helped a cop, a police officer, who was under attack by a violent citizen and ended up saving his life. Think about that. If I would have saved, let's say that Chauvin was under attack by George Floyd. And I would have spared the life of George, or not George Floyd in this case, but Derek Chauvin, the police officer, the rogue officer that's responsible for killing George Floyd. If I would have saved his life from George Floyd, I would have been considered a hero. Do you realize that? You see how this works? You see how you've been desensitized? Do you see how they're attempting to condition the people? They don't, hey friends, for my early, all through my life up to my early 20s, I never got in trouble for doing the wrong thing. I only got in trouble when I started to do the right thing. And I want to tell you something. Corruption in this country, again, in government, corruption in the media, they don't want you doing the right thing. And I want to tell you what happens if you do the right thing. What does it tell us in the book of Isaiah 59? It tells us that you make yourself a prey when you depart from wickedness. So in other words, when you do the right thing, trouble's going to come. King David said in Psalm 119, "Thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully." King David said in Psalm 109, "I was hated for my love." Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love the world, or you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Do you see, friends, how this works? Sometimes I have to put the night drop on you so you can see the stars. And I'm talking about the Word of God. 90% law, 10% grace. That's what we're doing right now. I want you to think about this again. If I would have saved Chauvin from George Floyd, I'd have been considered a hero. If I would have saved George Floyd from the police officer, I'd have been tased, I'd have been charged for disorderly conduct, or I might have been shot to death. And the state and the government would have got together, and guess what they would have done, friends? They would have demonized me for everything I did, and they would have justified my killing. Think about that. Friends, we need to ask the Lord to get our hearts right, because within ourselves, we can't do it. He can, by the Holy Ghost. Read Matthew 3:2, John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 7:10, and Isaiah 58:12. Martin Luther King was right when he said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." Folks, what I'm seeing today is it seems that more than not, that man prefers war over peace. And if it weren't true, then where is the love that lays itself down for its brothers? I can tell you, by the law that is continuously removed from the minds of men. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. And when you read Romans 13, 10, it says, "Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." How do I break that down? "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Consider yourself in such a position as George Floyd, friends. What would you do? Because if you intervened, that is love. If you were to turn your cheek and look the other way, that is hate, friends, according to Scripture. It's for us to get involved in the care of one another, my friends. That is the definition of love. Let's start looking out for each other every step of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.